You're listening to the official podcast of Asbury University, produced by students with God-honoring conversations that inform, edify, and encourage. This is Asbury. We explore culture and current topics through a Christian worldview, promoting a well-balanced life, and we empower our community to belong, become, and be set apart. I'm your host, Abby Laub. Welcome to This is Asbury. Well, we have in the studio today a guest who has not been on the podcast yet. Welcome, Dr. Brian Shelton.
Thank you so much for having me. I love This is Asbury and appreciate your work.
Yeah, I love having podcast newbies. We've had a couple people who have been on here more than once, but you are new. And tell us two things, who you are, what you do here at Asbury, and why we are doing this conversation today in light of your big announcement.
I am professor of theology here, which means I get to teach in the classroom some of the greatest students Christian colleges anywhere. I also am chair of the Christian Studies and Philosophy Department. I also serve as Asbury's Wesley Scholar in Residence. Mm-hmm. What's exciting these days for us, and part of the reason that I think I can appreciate your invitation today, is we are an institution that has this history in the Wesleyan tradition. Mm-hmm. And so we are expanding, we are growing, we are augmenting our Christian studies programming, and we're making this department become a school.
Awesome.
We think this will help champion some of these values, but mm-hmm. also some more programming and more visibility.
That's great. Congratulations. And you're going to be serving as the dean.
Indeed.
Great. So what is some of this new programming that you guys will be starting?
Well, I think The great place to start is what some of our current programming mm-hmm. is that your listeners may or may not know. We have an exciting Youth Becoming Leaders program for mm-hmm. high school students to come and receive some vision and direction on leadership. We have a Salvation Army bachelor program for its officers. We have an exciting APS Leadership and Ministry online program, a lot of whom are students already in ministry seeking their bachelor. We have a Christian Life project that provides retreats for a major part of our student body.
Mm, set apart retreats.
Yeah, indeed. Right. And that was mm-hmm. an external gift that we're very happy to help steward. Mm. And finally, we have a Forged program that partners mentors and proteges in the Salvation Army. Now, when it comes to the advancement of this department to a school, mm-hmm. this is going to provide a higher profile. For more attention to strengthen these, but also to do more. We have internally passed a master's degree, an MA in ministry innovation. This requires some external approval still, but this degree will take the time-honored liberal arts for new enhancements in church life and new outreach to the communities.
What would some of those be? What are some examples of that?
We'll have courses that represents that, a ministry through art.
Oh, cool.
Which will be putting the artists in the life of the church into ministry in the church, but also outreach to art communities and local art guilds. We have business as ministry, media as ministry.
Oh, neat.
Which will include elements like theater and even journalism, web journalism. We will have literature and imagination as ministry, which really goes to the innovative spirit a little bit. And in addition, we'll have theology of culture courses, but we will have ministry focused on a multi-generational church with lots of interest and lots of needs.
So this sounds like a lot of things that Asbury already is currently doing, you know, maybe across different departments, across different schools. So you're really just essentially combining a lot of these things.
Indeed. Combining and enhancing, I think, is appropriate. As the church continues to change its form, more than ever, Christians, even in America, are worshiping outside of the traditional four walls. So also, we want to have a ministry program that meets them there. Mm-hmm. So we're not changing, you know, to be different, but to enhance, augment, and grow further that to which we've always been committed.
Yeah.
You could maybe say we're reinforcing our founding.
So you do have a more specific area of study. What made you interested in studying Wesleyan theology specifically? Where did that come from?
Well, it came in part of my own heritage. Like millions of other Americans, I was raised Methodist. This meant for me I had a theological category with which I was familiar, a kind of reference point for my faith. Now, early on, I didn't recognize particular distinctives that made my world Wesleyan. But for me, it was when I attended a Reformed Presbyterian seminary that I was surrounded by different believing Christians. And in the classroom, I got a different view of things like salvation, culture, and preaching. This helped me and still helps me appreciate the differences, right, between believers. But it also helped me hold more tightly to Wesleyan values. To be clear, I gained from their insights, such as a theology of culture and a high view of the preaching of the word. But it also helped me appreciate some key beliefs of Wesleyan theology.
Yeah, that's great. So what are some of those key beliefs, you know, for listeners who may not be well-versed in theology, and what makes this different from other denominations?
To be clear, denominational distinctives are still founded on universally agreed essentials, right? The Trinity, humanity, divinity of Christ, the resurrection, and some other basic Christian values. Wesleyan distinctives that set it apart from other denominations include a universal sense of prevenient grace that allows everyone, not just the predestined elect, to believe in Jesus. It includes a full sanctification, the whole person dedicated to God, and not just the emphasis on being saved. It includes a sacramental view of baptism and the Lord's Supper, a vision for women in ministry, and a gospel application that will reach the world with evangelism, but also with acts of mercy. Asbury, meanwhile, is in the holiness tradition, and it offers an even deeper sense of sanctification. In an awful pun, Abby, you might say that what sets us apart is an emphasis on being set apart, fully dedicated to God and holiness.
Yeah. Well, you know, if you've ever been to campus, if you've ever been into Hughes, it's holiness unto the Lord right there in the front of the chapel. So we're actually in Holy Week currently, coincidentally. So can you explain a little more, you know, the Wesleyan holiness tradition and what that means?
Holiness in the Wesleyan tradition is a full surrender, a set apart from what the world offers to see the Christian fully devoted to God. Holy Week offers the opportunity for every Christian to reflect and identify with the sufferings of Jesus, right from entering Palm Sunday to his judgment on the temple ill-received, his arrest, his trial, his crucifixion. Easter vindicates all the suffering, offering, of course, we know the joyful hope of the resurrection. As Wesleyans, we also recognize that this is an invitation to let that atoning work reach deep into us, the Spirit meeting our inward reflection this week in repentance during Lent before turning to a new full life in Christ at Easter.
Yeah, that's just such a good reminder for all of our students and maybe alum who have come through here. It's like you sort of get used to seeing that holiness unto the Lord, but you really do have to pause and reflect on what that means in your own life. So in your time being a Wesley scholar, is there anything, you know, you mentioned you went to seminary that, you know, held some different beliefs than you had growing up, but has there ever been anything that's surprised you or challenged you or made you, you know, just grapple with some of those things that you believe?
Well, first of all, theologians don't change easily. But two examples of things I've learned from John Wesley in this appointment do come to mind. First, he writes this essay on the Catholic spirit, which sounds like anybody, anywhere, any theological stripe, even Roman Catholic for Wesley, are welcome to be his gospel co-worker without any critical difference at all. At the same time, he writes that he wants to convert every person in Ireland from Catholicism to evangelical Protestantism. These are hard to reconcile. However, there's a strategy here. At times, we accept others committed to Jesus, and at other times, we still challenge them to be fully right in their mind and fully committed in heart and fully active in service. The context depends on the exhortation, I think. A second is Wesley's breadth of learning continues to impress me. He always writes from Scripture first, but he's got this use of tradition and reason and even experience. There's space for understanding God and the Christian life from it. I suppose even it creates a holistic commitment to God that is available. He writes, John Wesley, language grammars, medical books, philosophical treatises, even hymns, right? This is John, not Charles Wesley, in a way that champions the liberal arts.
Yeah.
And for Asbury, I mean, you can't help but appreciate the legacy and tradition.
Right, because, you know, we talk about whole person development, whole person growth. So I love that he addressed things like health and wellness. Like, even then, when that wasn't necessarily something people talked about, you know, there weren't, like, health influencers back then, you know? It's like...
Well, there were home remedies.
That's right.
Some of what he collects are those home remedies.
Yeah.
But others actually have some cutting-edge science to them of the day.
That's really cool. I want to read that book. What's that one called?
It's called Primitive Physic. And, I mean, you almost need an herb garden and several small spoons.
Right.
But at the same time, it's absolutely fascinating to see how they viewed medicine in the 18th century. Mm. But also to realize this, some of this stuff actually worked. And he says at the beginning of Primitive Physic, this is to help people's physical welfare.
Mm. Yeah. So for him, how was that tied to their spiritual welfare?
It's that holistic.
Mm.
It is God has made us physical people to worship him in what we do and in all of our life. And so when that person is sick, of course, we can't do the work that God calls us in the same way. But also God simply cares for our welfare.
Mm-hmm.
So we pray for one another sick, but also good medicine accompanies that. In fact, he speaks of good medicine, but he calls the greatest medicine actually prayer. So he does mix those two, physical and spiritual together.
Mm, that's cool. I love that. So you frequently get to travel on, you know, Asbury business as part of your studies with your students, part of your Wesley Scholar programming. Can you talk a little bit about some of that recent travel and how that's been impactful for students here at Asbury?
Thank you so much for asking. Travel courses are indeed fun and powerfully impacting to students. I've just returned from 2 weeks with students in Italy and Greece. To be on site offers a powerful teaching experience that gives place to the things that we study.
Yeah.
On a morning in Rome, we'll look at Caravaggio's Martyrdom of Peter on a PowerPoint slide on the wall. In the afternoon, we'll go to Santa Maria Popolo, and we'll enter the church and see the same art on the church wall.
Yeah.
We read about Paul engaging the Athenian philosophers in Acts 17 on the Areopagus. Well, we go to Mars Hill and we read it again before someone breaks out with a guitar and we sing to the Lord as the sun sets.
Wow.
there on the horizon. I'll be returning in May again to Italy with Dr. Strait, our English professor, and Asbury students for a tour of theology and literature across Italy, Dante, Shakespeare, and the Bible. Asbury requires every student to spend several days in an intercultural setting, and this is a tremendous thing, both to enhance learning and to better grasp the world.
So this one also is for a class credit, correct? Yeah, so they're getting their CCE and class credit as well. It's a good deal.
Indeed. In fact, they're getting foundations, general ed credit of theology or literature. And, of course, Dr. Strait's a great journal.
Oh,
also.
He's great, yeah. And then traveling to just a really cool place. That's like a win-win-win, yeah. Well, is there anything else that you want to add that we didn't touch on about the new school or any other work that you have happening here?
We have an official launch on July 1st this year, right? That's a business thing, a new academic year to see this department now be called a school. But on April 4th in the Rader Student Center, we are celebrating this. It's a little early celebration, but we're okay with it. On 4-4 at 4 o'clock is when the remarks are. But from 3:30 to 5, all of the students and all of our community and even beyond the community listening to This is Asbury are invited to come to Rader Student Center. What they'll see on display are several of the activities that we currently have, right, in our programming. But then at 4 o'clock, there'll be remarks from key people that help to talk about how we got here, including an old favorite voice from the past we're bringing to talk about how this evolved even before you and I arrived at Asbury. At the same time, we'll be having guests that we want them to get excited about the future and the vision that we have for students.
It's exciting. I mean, it's a big deal to launch a new school. So congratulations.
Well,
and I know you have a lot of work ahead of you. So... We'll all be, you know, bring you coffee.
Yeah, that was. It's a ministry.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we're very excited about it. It is a matter of promoting that excitement and seeing it extend to others, and so mm-hmm. this event will have it. This today, thank you very much, and mm-hmm. thanks for y'all's work in promoting so many dimensions mm-hmm. of a very complex and exciting Asbury University.
Yes, thank you so much, Dr. Sheldon.
Thank you.
Well, thank you so much for joining us for this episode of This is Asbury. To learn more about Asbury University, visit asbury.edu.